Welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for January 23rd. All of our council members are here. This is our first council meeting upstairs with our new council. This is exciting. Appreciate these good gentlemen. Look forward to working with them. We will begin our meeting. I don't believe Anita Rangaswamy from the Hindu faith is present, is she? Okay. We're going to begin our meeting tonight with a moment of silence. And I, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask that this moment of silence be dedicated to a great city employee that we lost in a tragic accident just a couple of days ago. Michelle Alvis White was our city volunteer coordinator. She was one of the best known city employees that we had because her job was to work in the community, working with scout groups and church groups and service groups. And kind of tapping into the great resources that we have as a community to be involved in, and the real appetite that we have as a community to be involved in service. So Michelle was very, very good at her job, and she was very loved not only by the community but by city staff. So this is a very sudden and traumatic loss for a lot of us here at the city. So we'll begin our meeting tonight with a moment of silence. To demonstrate the great affection that we share and the loss that we feel for Michelle's passing. After which I will invite Girl Scout Victoria Gonzalez to come to the microphone to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. So please stand and join me in a moment of silence. Thank you. Victoria, please come forward.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, Victoria. I think that's the first time in recent memory that we've had a Girl Scout, so that was a lot of fun. Thank you for being here. We encourage more Girl Scouts to attend our meetings. And guys, that's okay. We'll work you into the rotation as well. We have a good collection of Boy Scouts here today. The first item on our agenda for today's meeting is the selection of a vice mayor. This is a new council, and we have an opening for vice mayor, so I would entertain a motion to that effect. Mr. Thompson.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we nominate David Luna as our vice mayor.
Thank you very much. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you very much. The motion has been made that David Luna be elected the vice mayor for our city council. If there's not any additional discussion, please cast your vote. Thank you very much. Not surprisingly, the votes are unanimous to appoint David Luna, Councilmember David Luna, as the vice mayor. Congratulations,
Thank
Mr.
You.
Luna.
Thank you.
I appreciate Mr. Luna. I don't mean to turn this into a memorial service, but I really appreciate Mr. Luna. He's been really stepped into city leadership in a big way and is a very important part of this community in ways that I won't even start to enumerate. But thank you, Mr. Luna. We appreciate your willingness to serve in this with these additional responsibilities on the council. Yes, please do.
Well, I want to thank my colleagues for your support. I will work hard as your vice mayor and support all of you as we move forward as a city. But I do want to acknowledge my wife, Hilda, if you wouldn't mind standing up. She's my pillar. She supports me. And if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. I want to thank her. And, of course, my two friends back there, Yasmin and Fernando, they've been real good advocates of mine. And appreciate all of you. As well as our city manager and Carrie Kent and John Pombier and the rest of the city staff, you've been wonderful to work with these past 3 years, and I look forward to working with you in the future. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, we'll now proceed with the remainder of the agenda items for this meeting. The first item is our consent agenda. Mr. Kevin Christopher, we invite you forward to read the consent agenda.
Good evening, Mayor and Council Members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 3, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 4A, act on liquor license application for Abate of Arizona Incorporated, two-day charitable event, Friday, March 31st and Saturday, April 1st, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 5A, act on three-year term contract for engineered wood fiber for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 5B, act on contract to purchase 22 height-adjustable workstations and 7 tables for the Mesa Fire and Medical Department. This purchase is funded by the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community 12% contribution gaming grant. Item 5C, act on three-year term contract for interpreter-translator services for the Police Department, Municipal Court, City Clerk, and Community Services Department. Item 5D, act on three-year term contract for microfilm conversion services for the Police Department. Item 5E, act on contract to purchase modular furniture, workstations, and chairs for the Police Department Superstition Substation. Item 5F, act on three-year term contract to provide and install traffic delineators for the Transportation Department. Item 5G, act on dollar limit adjustments to the contracts for solid waste disposal, recyclable material processing, and vegetative waste processing services, as requested by the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Item 5H, act on three-year term contract to repair and refurbish metal bins and roll-off containers for the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Item 5I, act on contract for Climate Park renovation, construction manager at risk. Funding is available from the 2012 Parks Bond Program. Item 6A, act on resolution regarding Z16-058, 6442 East Test Drive, located west of Power Road and south of US 60. This is for a site plan review to allow for development of an office building. And item 7A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-057, the 3200 to 3300 blocks of Red Mountain Drive, located east of Power Road and north of the Loop 202. This is for rezoning and a site plan review. Mayor and Council Members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, are there any requests to speak or to pull any of the consent agenda items?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. I would entertain a motion on this item. It looks like the motion has been made by Vice Mayor Luna, seconded by Councilmember Glover. Please cast your vote. And the vote is unanimous in favor of adopting the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak? Okay, no requests to speak. That being the case, I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting. Thank you, Mr. Freeman, and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. This meeting is adjourned.